High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Three-pointer on the far side, air ball, but Fasendez, you know who, gets the rebound, up and good. To the corner, open three, it's tipped, and good!
Tonight's girls basketball game is between the Ridley Green Raiders and the Haverford Fords. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Good evening and welcome to Younger Gymnasium, home of the Haverford Fords, for tonight's Central League contest between the visiting Ridley Raiders and the host, the Haverford Fords. I'm Dave DePasqua, along with Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer. For tonight's contest, you are listening to High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com. Excited to have you. This is tonight's girls game of the week. The boys game will be on Thursday, 2-3, and Brian Carroll will be calling that game. That is Penwood at Chichester. So another good Central League contest tonight, followed by a non-league game on Thursday. Very excited to be here. Mike, Andrew, we had some great games down the stretch. Marple Newtown Stratton went down to the wire in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was a good game. It was, and that's all we can hope for. We try to combine these teams, whether they're really strong, whether they're not so strong, so that they at least have competitive games. And we're not always so lucky as to make the right choices, because these things ebb and flow. But we've been very fortunate this year, and we've gotten down to the last couple of regular season games. I think after Thursday's boys game, the next game we will do will be one of the Central League either playoff games or championship games, which they do right before the PIA District 1 playoffs, which we will be also covering as best as we can. Since we started covering both boys and girls, that's a lot of games to try to cover. We obviously can't do anywhere near all of them. So we'll do what we can, what we consider to be the best games. But that's when it gets really exciting around here, is when the playoff games start. And D1 is some of the best high school basketball in the state of Pennsylvania. So.
Absolutely. Boys and girls. Andrew, we have a good one on our hands. Ridley trying to get back to 500, where the Fords have been rolling as of late, 13-4.
Yeah. Both teams playing some pretty decent basketball as of late. Ridley's struggling a little bit, but they're a mostly underclassmen team. We'll see what they can do against this very good Haverford Fords girls team.
Haverford enters tonight's game 13-4, 10-3 in the Central League. On the flip side, you have Ridley looking to get back to 500. They're 7-8, 5-6 in Central League play. It's exciting. Tip-off is in about 90 seconds. So we'll do it into starting lineups, and then Anthem, we'll see what they decide to do. But right now, Andrew, the uniforms?
Both teams, Haverford looks like they're coming out in their home white uniforms with the yellow and red trim, red and yellow numbers. For Ridley, they're road greens with white numbers, Ridley across the front of the chest, and the white trim.
Ridley led by their coach, Roe Falcone. On the flip side, Haverford is led by Lauren Pelicane. Now we're waiting to see. I believe they're going to do starting lineups to begin this one. First for the visiting Ridley Raiders. Number one, point guard, 5'7", sophomore, Kaylin Bell. Number 22, senior, shooting guard, Emily Liberio. Next is number 23, Kyla Carney. She's a shooting guard as well, can knock it down from deep. Now they'll spread the floor out as they have another listed guard at junior, 5'5", number 41, Peyton Berger. And down low, power forward for Ridley is number 51, Amira King. Now for Haverford, number 2, Maddie Williams. She's a senior. Number 12 follows classmate, small forward, 5'11", McKenna Walsh. Power forward and controlling the paint, 6'2", number 15, Caroline Dotsey. Small forward, senior, 5'8", number 30, Emma Rowland. And another big, so a pair of bigs for Haverford, 6 foot junior, Molly Carpenter. As we await the start of this game, the Central League contest between the Ridley Raiders and the host, the Haverford Fords, you are listening to Delco Hoops. I'm very excited to have you inside Younger Gymnasium, home of the Haverford High School Fords. As I said, this Ridley starting lineup, you have Bell, that's a sophomore. Andrew talked about it, the little variation in the lineups. You have a sophomore followed by a fellow sophomore, a junior, and then two seniors. So you have a wide variety. We've seen covering games this year. You either have a senior-heavy lineup or a mix.
Yeah. You're looking at two teams that have a couple of veterans out in the lineup. For Ridley, they've got two in their starting lineup. And for Haverford, they've got a number of seniors.
Yeah, they got three for Haverford.
They got
three
in the starting lineup. And then they've got a couple of juniors also there ready to take the stage next year.
Now, size will play a factor in this game. You have a 6'2" junior power forward slash center in Dotsie. And next to her is a fellow junior and Carpenter. They're going to control the paint not only this year, but next year as well. So Haverford eyeing up next year. But first, we'll see what they got tonight, as will be the playing of the national anthem. We will step aside for the playing of the national anthem. You're listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And that was the playing of the national anthem. Coming up next, girls basketball, Ridley taking on Haverford, the Fords versus the Raiders. Central League contest, Haverford enters tonight's game 13-4, 10-3 in the Central League. Meanwhile, Ridley trying to get back to 500, 7-8, 5-6 in the Central. Taking the tip for Ridley will be number 51. Amira King. Let's see if they change it up. Now it's going to be number 22, Liberio. Number 15, Dotsie for Haverford, taking the tip.
Ridley will be moving from our right to our left, and Haverford in the green. Ridley in the green uniforms moving from right to left. Haverford moving from left to right.
Haverford wins the tip, and away we go. Toss to the wing. Back to the top of the key. Maddie Williams swinging it around the outside. They're going to look to go high-low against this defense by Ridley. Doing a little matchup zone. Pass down low into the paint. Misses the layup, but they got the board in Twin Towers. Number 33 cleans it up. That's Molly Carpenter. Dotsie misses the shot. Carpenter's able to clean up. Haver comes out in the press. Ridley breaks it with ease as they throw it to King at midcourt. She brings up the ball. Dribble handoff. And Ridley has its first possession of the game. Bell. Top of the key, running this offense against a man-to-man defense by Haverford. Toss, open three for Berger. Too strong, rebound down by Roland. She tosses it out down the lane. Our first foul call on the game. Dotsie went baseline, gets the foul call on Ridley. 7 minutes ago here in the first quarter. 1 minute off the clock. 2-0 in favor of the Fords. Fouls on number 41, I believe he said.
Yes, 41.
That's Peyton Berger, her first. Inbound play. A little high-low action. No foul on, as King looked like got a piece of Dotsie. No call. Ridley goes down the floor. They set up this possession, swinging around the horn. Now they'll set up. Berger on the wing, tosses it. King almost lost possession, then hands it off. Now she's on the wing. See if they use her as a pick against this man-to-man defense of Haverford. They lead 2-0 with 6:30 here in the first quarter. I'm Dave DePasco alongside Andrew Kaufman and Mike Mayer. Toss back to the top of the key. Is up for three. No good. Too strong. Down with the rebound is Carpenter. Nearly stolen out of her hands and pushing the pace. Ooh. And that's a walk on Haverford.
Double Walsh dribble, actually. Yeah, double dribble.
Walsh with the double dribble. Had good initial pressure as they had Liberia on her, causing the turnover, and Haverford going full court man-to-man defense.
Yeah, Haverford's really running a very nice defense. Ridley's having trouble trying to figure a way to get to break into the paint.
Bell with the defender. Reinhardt races up the floor. King looks for the three, then hands it off to Bell. Raiders trail 2-0. 2 minutes of action have gone as Ridley looking for their first point of the game. That's Carney. Now to the near side is Liberio. Looking for the slip. Nothing doing. Bell resets at the top as they're coming off the baseline pick. Bell dribble handoff to the lane. Off the backboard and good. We're tied at 2 with 5:40 here in the first. Good job by King and utilization of Bell on that play. Williams dribbles it up for the Fords. Against this defense, they're looking high low. Instead, they go downtown for the three. It's good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
McKenna Walsh. Walsh buries the three to give the lead the 5-2 lead. Forts bring it down the court. Nice hesitation move. Throws to the wing, but nobody's home for a Bell turnover. Williams dribbles the ball up for Haverford. 3-point advantage here. Younger Gymnasium. We'll see if they continue to go high, low, or shoot the deep ball. There you go. There's the dump down into the paint and the foul call. So they had the dump down in Dotsie, the Twin Towers, and they were able to go to the line. Our first free throws of the game. Foul call on
51.
Okay. So that's Amira King's first. Dotsie to the line, shooting two. The junior. First free throw is no good. Has a good stroke, though, at the line. Good follow through. Just didn't quite find the nylon. Dotsie's second is good. Extends the lead to 6-2 in favor of the Fords. Full court press by the Fords on Ridley. Now Bell walks it up. Hesitation move by her. Instead, tosses out to Carney. She was home, then brings it out. Carney dribble drive. Corner three for Berger. It's good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Berger drains the triple. Brings the game within one. Haverford looking to extend their lead. Tossing around the key. Walsh now into Dotsy. The Carpenter at the top, now to the wing. Roland. Open three on the wing. Ooh. Too strong for Haverford. Nearly saved. It is brought down by Liberio. And Ridley could take its first lead of the game with a bucket here. Haverford offensively has gotten good looks. They're looking to go down low as Ridley dribble drive. King looking to set a pick for Belch, uses it, and then tosses the burger on the wing. Dribbles it out. Looking for her second three. No good. Rebound brought down by Carpenter. Haverford pushing the pace. Williams tosses it ahead. Had a three. Pulled out. Roland looking to down low for Dotsy. Nobody's home. Now it's a foul line shot. They're going to say it was blocked.
22.
Number 22 is Liberio. Tosses it to Bell. Looking to drive. Foul call. It's on the floor against Williams. 3:09 here in the first quarter. Haverford leads 6-5. Berger to inbound. She already has the triple. Tosses it in to the wing. Looking for King down low. Back to the corner. She dribbles it out. Bell resets. We'll see what they look for here. High pick. Now here comes Liberio. She gets the ball. Berger's running cross baseline. Now comes up to the wing. Good defense by the Fords. Now that's King. A little dribble drive on the wing. Has to pick up her dribble. Oh. Haverton provides the pressure. It's stolen by Carpenter. Here come the Fords. That is Roland throwing ahead to the wing. Walsh looking to the paint. Too strong. Brought down by Haverford. Number 33, Molly Carpenter, gets the bucket and a foul. So Carpenter and Dotsy cleaning up the glass for the Fords. And a full timeout by Ridley as it is 8-5 with 2:27 here in the first quarter. Fords lead. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 8-5 in favor of the Fords. To the line to shoot one, number 33, Molly Carpenter. She's already been a force early on here in the first quarter, along with her running mate, number 15, Caroline Dotsy. They've been trolling the paint, and that was a key factor going into this game. Carpenter at the line to shoot one. The junior takes her time, takes three dribbles, and the shot. It is good. 9-5 in favor of Haverford. No longer full court press for the Fords as Bell walks this one up. There was a sub for the Fords after the timeout as Newman checked into the game.
I'm sorry, who made that free throw?
Number 33, Carpenter.
Thanks.
King to the lane with a left-handed hook shot and a beauty. Pulls the Raiders within one. Haverford pushes the pace and a block on Ridley as Dotsy went baseline to the hoop. They called a foul before she's able to get a shot off. Ridley is checking in, number 15. That is Abby Hinchy. She subs out Berger.
Foul one against number 41, Peyton Berger for Ridley.
So inbound play and a beautiful jump shot by Dotsy. Her foot was right inside that three-point line, so it's only a two-pointer. 11-7 here with under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bell, one-on-one with Newman at the top of the key, pulls it down. They're going to call a travel on Ridley's number 23. That's Kyla Carney. Took an extra step. Now Haverford comes out. Williams will dribble this one up to Newman on the wing. Now to the baseline. Dotsy for Carpenter. The other way around.
That was
Dotsy
beautiful.
Finishes it on the left side. 13-7. More high-low, but this time for Haverford. Came from the baseline. As Ridley looking for a dump down their own. A foul, but unable to complete the three-point play was Clarney, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. The sophomore shooting guard. Clock stopped at a minute 20 here in the first quarter. 13-7. We've seen a pair of high lows for both teams. Carney's first free throw is nothing but nylon. Or as Mike would say, nothing but air.
Yeah. That's one faux pas will live forever.
What happened in the first game of the year?
Eberhardt checks in for Haverford. Carney drains both, and it's a four-point ball game. Williams setting up for the Fords against his matchup zone. Newman tosses it to Williams. Back to the other wing. She went baseline. Now she's trapped. She just launches it back to the far side. 4-3. Too strong. But a foul on the floor. Eberhardt came out shooting. She misses the three. But they'll retain. Now they're going to call a foul on Haverford. So Ridley will get possession.
Foul one against Haverford number three, Sky Newman.
So Newman with the loose ball foul. 55 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. Ridley brings the ball down. Goes to the wing. Carney. Liberio. Liberio looking to drive. She goes baseline, pulls it out, nothing doing. Good defense by the Forts in this man-to-man defense. That is Carney at the top of the key. She goes by her defender and trapped. King looked for the slip, but nobody was there. Oh. This time it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Haverford, Ridley will retain possession, he pointed.
Oh, no, he's Ford's going to retain possession. Fort?
So he corrected it.
Yeah. No, maybe not.
No. So Ridley will retain possession with 25 seconds left here in the first. Down four. We see they look for Carney off the slip. Almost 5 second call. Bell brings it out. 20 seconds. She has Newman on her. Insert your Seinfeld joke now. 1-on-1. Sets it up. 15 seconds. Bell takes her to the weight room. Off the glass and in. Beautiful left-handed shot in the paint. 5 seconds. Haverford pushing up. They got one look. They were going to call a travel. Took one too many steps, and it is 1.3 seconds left in the first quarter. Ridley could take the lead with a three. Haverford now bringing pressure up. We'll see what Ridley does. Looking baseline. Half-court heave. No good. At the end of the first quarter, Haverford 13, Ridley 11. You're listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back for second quarter action. Haverford leads 13-11 in a good one. Ridley making a comeback. If you're just tuning in, this is our girls' game of the week. Our next game will be on Thursday, February 3rd. Brian Carroll will have that call. Boys, Penwood versus Chichester.
Big Delval game in that one is.
Yep.
As we
Chichester's had a tough season. Penwood's been doing fairly well. We'll see how it goes. Should be a good game, though.
Yeah.
Second quarter action here at Haverford. Ridley will get the ball to begin the second quarter, down by two, 13-11. Inbound play to Bell. She walks this one up. Has Newman on her. She takes it to the wing, sets this one up. Looking for the down low pick. Nothing doing as King comes out now. Has the ball at the wing, looking to get it to Bell. Instead, tosses it to Carney. Bell, the floor general, she runs this offense, Ridley.
Ooh.
As it is knocked out of bounds by Haverford. Checking into the game for the force number 12 is Walsh. She relieves 33 Carpenter, who will get a quick blow. And inbound play. Liberio looking for Bell. And they're going to say it's off her hands and out of bounds. Good pressure by the forward, Sky Newman. The junior will bring up the ball for the forwards to begin the second quarter. Tosses it on the far side to Eberhardt. She goes baseline and gets the foul on King. That's going to be her second as she goes to the line to shoot two.
15?
51.
I'm always backwards.
Amira King, the senior power forward, picks up her second. Ania Eberhardt misses the first. Checking in. I believe it's...
It was number 10 for Ridley.
Okay, you could. I couldn't tell
McKenzie
what number.
McKenzie Everett.
So Everett checks in, relieves King.
Oh, missed that one too.
Missed the second. Trying to be saved, but no signal yet. All right, here we go. Ridley will get the ball. 13 to 11. Now Haver comes out. Full court man-to-man. Racing down the floor is Liberio. Looking to get ball back to Bell, and she does. Bell reset for the Raiders. Tosses it to the wing. High pick and roll action. Looking to dump down. High low for Ridley. Loses the ball. It's on the floor. Haverford takes it. They're going to say jump ball. Possession goes to Haverford. And they'll take over. So we've seen both teams foul line extended looking for the dump down.
Well, that was a good pass. Well, it wasn't a great pass, but it was a good idea. It just wasn't. Didn't
absolutely. Good defense, though, by the Fours. The ball pressure to extend that play and make her lose it. Eberhardt to the corner is Newman. She'll kick it out looking for that high-low. She took one too many steps once again.
Yep.
Second time tonight she's done that. Sky Newman appears to be the backup point guard to Maddie Williams for the Fords. Ridley brings up the ball. That is Kaylin Bell, the sophomore shooting guard, but more like a floor general for the Raiders. She kicks it. The Everett on the wing. Looking to the wing. The Hinchy. Back to Bell. Kicks it out to the wing. Fakes the three. Jump shot for Ridley. Too strong. Liberio too strong. Rebound down by Dotsie. She pushes the pace. Newman on the wing to Dotsie. Foul line jumper. It's good. Dotsie extends the lead to 4, 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Forge 15 to 11. Liberio sets this one up around the horn. The Bell. As a three for Ridley.
Oh.
They needed that one.
Close. And Haverford just dumped the ball out of bounds. Just a bad dribble.
Hinchy had a clean look, misses it, but then thrown out of bounds by Haverford. Another turnover by the forwards, keeping Ridley in this one.
Absolutely. Four-point game.
Jenna Bell checks in for Kyla Carney and for Ridley and for Haverford. Look at that.
Hinchy on the wing from Bell. She's looking to drive. Oh, great dump down to her running mate, number 22, Liberio. She'll go to the line to shoot, too.
He's calling this on four. Yep.
Had the pick and roll. Gave her the dump down. Liberio. The lefty. First free throw. It is off the left side of the net. Misses the first. Ford's lead, 15 to 11, 5:40 here in the second quarter. Liberio's second attempt, the senior. too short. Haverford comes down with it. Rolling with the board, pushes it up to Eberhardt. Trying to dump down the Maddie Williams, poked away. Ridley goes back to the zone. See if they do the Dotsie dump down. She has the ball at the top of the game. Eberhardt down to the far corner. Baseline, foul line jumper for Dotsie. This time she misses it, but it is picked up, and that's been the story of the game, has been loose change. Emma Rowland that time is able to collect. 17-11.
Good offensive rebound, good for two.
Got the board off the left side of the net, was able to cash in. Bell tosses it to the far side. That's an air ball. Saved by Ridley. And then taken away. So we've seen three straight turnovers. I thought she was out of bounds, though, when she took that extra step. But it will be Haverford ball. 4:51 here in the second. They'll reset. I want to see Andrew, especially if Ridley tries to change things up. They have the... At the size.
Foul one against number 10, Mackenzie Everett. Checking into the game for Haverford, number 33, Molly Carpenter. In for number 4, Anya Eberhardt.
So Eberhardt checks out. Now they got Twin Towers and Dotsie and Carpenter back in the game against this zone. Rolling to the baseline. Dumped down. Kicked out. Rolling. Bringing her around. Good ball movement by the Fords. And it will be a foul on Dotsie. They have to be close to the penalty. So I believe
foul,
this is a one-on-one.
Foul
and it is
number 22.
Right.
Liberia picks up the foul. Of 4:33. Here in the second. Dotsie at the line. Shooting a one-on-one. The junior. First free throw. Good.
So she gets another one.
She's had a very good first half, Mike.
How many points does she have already?
You're going to ask me all the hard questions.
Dotsie at the line.
In a second. Let me get this.
Shooting one more. The junior misses the second. Ridley pushes the pace. They kick it up. The Bell. Dumped down the Caitlin Bell. A little dribble drive for the Raiders against this man-to-man defense. Now they reset. We'll see if they go back to the low post.
She's 8 points.
Pinchy going baseline. For the dump down, Liberio knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it was off Ridley. I think they're going to correct this call, though, because
that
was not out on her.
Yeah.
So Ridley will retain possession with 4:09 here in the second quarter. You're listening to high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com. Liberio to check it in. Looking for Bell in the corner. Now throws it to the top of the key. Ridley will reset. Looking down low for Liberio. The lefty. Great man-to-man defense pressure by the Fords.
Yeah,
in
Williams
the face of every
over.
Defender.
Williams is just all over her.
Williams. That is on Bell, and she runs this offense for Ridley, and she's done a great job. She takes her to the corner. Great skip pass. The free is not falling for Ridley. So that three was by Jenna Bell, the senior shooting guard. Now Haverford will reset, looking to go down low. It's a three of their own. Too strong. We see the board. Carpenter misses the putback, but Dotsie had it taken out of her hands. Ridley now pushing the pace. So two offensive rebounds by Haverford, unable to extend their lead, which holds at 7 right now. Two subs at the table for the Raiders. Liberio looking to set this one up to go 4 out. She's going baseline, kicks it out. A 3 for Ridley. They need it. They get it.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
And she cashes in. Brings down that lead to 4 with 2:50 left here until halftime against the zone of Ridley. Dotsie looking for Carpenter. She has her man down low here. A little high-low goes to Dotsie instead.
Ooh.
Too strong. Carpenter gets the board. She has to have at least 4 offensive rebounds here in the first half. She'll go to the line to shoot 2.
43.
That one against number 33.
Okay.
Who doesn't exist.
Maybe he meant, I'm not going to guess, maybe 23?
Might have been 43.
That would make sense.
All right, 33 just got that basket, right?
33 yes. Did, yes, Carpenter. So almost a line change for Ridley with 2:36 here in the first half. Checking into the game is Newman. Excuse me, that's Everhart for the Fords. So they have two point guards now on the floor as Carpenter's second one too strong. Dotsy skies over the defender and gets it. That could have been an over-the-back call. But instead, it's another possession, and it's on the floor. So the and one will not count, but the Fords will go back to the free throw line.
15. Abby Henchy picks up the foul.
The length of Haverford giving Ridley all they can handle. At least 8 offensive rebounds here in the first half, leading to extra possessions and loose change. Dotsy makes the first. 20-14 in favor of the Fords.
Yeah, Haverford, they really need to keep this a little bit closer. They've got 2.5 minutes to go. They got to get in and narrow this margin a little bit.
This rebound. That's been the story of the first half.
Well,
it's been extra possessions.
Either.
Right, extra possessions. As he makes the second, clock continues to run as Bell pushes the pace. Down 7. Now, this is a score we're used to, Mike, 21-14.
Yep.
Bell, Eberhardt all over her. On the slip, going to the paint, took an extra step, no call. Berger, who had a 3 earlier in the first quarter, unable to get that one to fall. Here comes Williams. Rolling. She took an extra step.
Yep.
We've seen that a few times last few weeks. They're just dribbling before their feet can.
It's aggressiveness. You know, you want to get someplace real quick, and you take that half step, and these guys call it.
2 minutes left as Bell brings this one up, down by 7. Let's see what Ridley decides to do. They go back to the high-low against the man-to-man defense, or they look for that 3-point shot. Hinchy. The Berger. Berger baseline, driving, thrown up to the rim, no good. Down by Roland, she kicks it to Williams. Haverford in no particular hurry. They'll set up. Dotsie's been sitting in the middle of this zone of Ridley, and they have to keep an eye on her. She's been doing the damage. This time, it's a baseline attempt. Carpenter trying to get the rebound. So Williams went baseline, missed the layup. Carpenter fighting for it, but Ridley is able to get possession because the ball went out of bounds.
Yeah, these ladies are playing very aggressively on their feet and on the floor. There were 3 of them down on the floor fighting for that ball, and it went out of bounds on Haverford.
That's what a coach loves, Mike, as there's a minute 20 left here until halftime. Fords lead by 7. Bell sets this one up. Eberhardt all over. Dribbles her way into the paint, kicks it out. Liberio had rolling, now on the slip. They're going to say she walked. She took an extra step, and Bell.
We've had her nice fair. Idea, nice pass inside, trying to go up for it.
Trying to do that, almost that Euro step, that sidestep 1-2, but wasn't able to capitalize as number 12, Walsh checks in and relieves Roland.
I suspected other officiating crews may not be catching it as easily.
Under a minute until halftime. Williams kicks it to Walsh. Look for Carpenter. She's double-teamed. Kicks it to the far side wing. Good vision by her. They'll reset. 45 seconds left. Looking for Carpenter down low. They have Dotsy and her rotating one-on-one. High-low interchangeable pieces. Both juniors, twin towers for Haverford.
Oh.
They had the throw by Williams. She's been great defensively that time. Too strong. On the offensive glass, she looked for that slip to the basket. Nobody was home.
I didn't know if that was an alley-oop or not. I mean, there was something looking at it. I mean,
she looked like she beat her defender and anticipated her to go to the basket.
Dotsy was right there, but nothing.
20 seconds left. Bell. You see, she drives to the basket. She has been able to try and beat her man. 10 seconds.
Draw the foul, if nothing else.
We haven't seen many free throws for Ridley.
Yeah.
Bell takes her down low. The jumper, no good. Fights for the rebound. It's stolen underneath the basket, but the clock is at zeros. That will do it for the first half. Haverford leads 21-14. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be a part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their Media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room, or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Store is also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District, as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op, or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. It's halftime here at Younger Gymnasium in Haverford High School. I'm Dave DePasco, along with my mayor and Andrew Kaufman. Andrew, it's been a good game, but the story of the game has been Haverford on the offensive glass. They're able to cash in and get these easy buckets down low, drawing fouls. They're early in the 1-on-1, able to make their free throws, and that's why they have a 7-point lead here at half.
Yeah, it's been the Haverford rebounding on the offensive and defensive side of the boards and their length. They have three players that stand at least 6 feet. I don't think Ridley has a single player that measures in at 6 foot.
And I think that's why they're in a zone defense. They're trying to help them box out. But if you go to man-to-man, you're going to have a disadvantage no matter if it's on Carpenter or on Dotsie. That's why we've seen Dotsie at the foul line extended. And that's what makes her such a dangerous player. She's able to knock down that free throw type jump shot. And they can do the high-low game because they both can make that shot. And it allows them to spread the floor.
That's a huge weapon to have if you're a big in in this game. Especially in high school, because a lot of the high school bigs, they don't have that like mid-range foul line jumper necessarily in their game. The good ones do. And Dotsie and Carpenter have both shown here tonight that they have that as part of their game, and that's something that Ridley needs to respect. And it's tough to respect it when you're trying to play that zone and Dotsie's just sitting right in the middle of it, right at the foul line, so she's not in the lane. There can't be the 3-second call, and it's just a tough road for Ridley to be going against here.
No, you can't teach size.
No, you can't teach size, no.
So Coach Falcone,
just like you can't teach speed.
That's very true. Is Coach Falcone will have her work cut out for her as she tries to rally her troops for Ridley here, down 7. We'll see if they change up a little bit. Did it go to more of a press? But the thing with Haverford is they play man-to-man defense, full-court press.
And they're playing really good defense.
they're
too.
They're in your face. They do not foul. They and did they not get the, to the 1-on-1.
And they have the length to be able to do that. So
exactly.
They don't have, like, even though they are right up on the offensive player, they aren't so close because they have so much length on the floor.
Well, I'll say this. They have interchangeable pieces, and we haven't seen that from many teams this year. They're playing 7-8 deep, and they're all contributing. We've seen Williams, Newman, Eberhardt, Walsh. That's just to name a few, and they're just playing the point guard and wing position, let alone Carpenter and Dotsie.
Yeah, for sure. These two teams did play once. They played back before Christmas, and that was a Haverford 154-32.
Okay.
So they have played once before this season, and Haverford won pretty handily. It's 21-14 here at halftime. So we're kind of on the road to another scoreline like that.
But if Ridley can start making shots, they can claw their way right back into this game. They had some good open looks. Liberio, Berger hit a three. Let's see what they decide to do coming out of halftime as Coach Falcone versus Pelicane. Haverford's going to look for that dump down. They're going to look for the high-low against the zone. They're going to have Dotsie at the foul line extended to see if they dump it down the Carpenter and continue to run their stuff.
Because that's both worked teams for them all game.
And I don't see why not. As we'll step aside, Andrew.
Yep, we'll step aside, and we'll be back with the start of the second half right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Now back to the second half with Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Welcome back for second half action. There's still a minute left as both teams warm up. Very excited for this second half. Andrew and I broke it down at halftime. We'll see what Ridley draws up. They have to stop the high-low, have her and keep them off the glass. The second chance points are killing them. And if Ridley can knock down a shot or two, they can claw their way back into this one.
Well, of course, the rebounding is probably was why Haverford, you know, is at 13-4. I mean, they're very aggressive underneath the boards. They've got the height and the size.
They've got twin towers.
So they're able to recover a lot. And most importantly, they're able to go right back up and put that ball in. And that's just, you're right, it's killing them. I mean, this would be a 2-4 point game without Ridley making more shots, if they could put together the combination of stopping the offensive board recovery and get some points in the basket, it's probably all tied up. Or maybe even winning.
Possibly. As Ridley will get the ball to begin the second half, they trail by 7, 21-14 in favor of the Fords. And away we go. That is Bell bringing this one up. Man-to-man defense for the Fords. Berger on the wing. Dotsy on her. Liberio looking for a King down low. They get the dump down they want.
Ooh.
It is, I want to say that was blocked. Dotsy, I believe, got a hand-on King shot. Here come the Fords for their first possession.
She definitely affected the shot.
Roland, top of the key. The Williams. Good ball movement. They look down low. This time Ridley was prepared for it. They doubled the middle of the paint. Dotsy for three. Can she drain it?
Yes.
Gets the roll.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Gets the kind roll. Extends their lead to double digit. Dotsy begins the second half with a three. Berger goes baseline. Kicked out. They'll reset for Carney. The Bell. On the right side of the net, Ridley going left to right. For three for Ridley, unable to fall, but they get an extra possession. This is Bell on the jumper, no good. Let's see who the fouls call on. It's going to be an offensive foul for being too aggressive on King, and that's a big one because that's her third.
Mm.
Coach is complaining about it, I don't blame her. Trying to fight for loose change. And she'll have to come out of the game as number 15 checks in. That's Hinchy. You exchange the size for a three-point shooter.
Mm.
Williams brings the ball up. They're up 10 to begin the third quarter.
Don't have much choice there, but to make that sub.
The senior has the ball at the top of the key. Looking for Dotsy. Now setting the pick. Carpenter, little flip-flop down low, and they're trying to feed Carpenter. She had Dotsy on the slip. Missed her. Rebound down by Liberio. She's pushing the pace. Has Williams all the way to the lane.
Ooh.
She'll go to the line to shoot, too. Williams tried to draw a charge. Nothing doing. It's our first foul call of the second half.
Second.
Second, actually. Yeah, right.
You're right. That was quick. As number 22 goes to the line, that's Liberio. The senior. Senior to the line, shoot two. Lefty. Too short on the first. 6:19 here in the third quarter. Trying to bring this game within single digits. You listen to tonight's Central League Contest girls game. Our next game will be Thursday. Penwood versus Chichester boys. As Dotsy was able to get the rebound, she's looking to go coast to coast, but they're going to call the reach in. So, third foul. Don't worry, guys, I can count.
Who was that on?
That was on Emily Liberio.
Williams sets this one up for the Fords. It's a high pick, goes to the wing. Now Dotsy goes foul line extended to looking for Carpenter down low. She's got the ball up and good. Roland gets the dime.
It was a great pass.
Look inside, right side of the basket. Is able to put it up and in. 26-14 in favor of the Fords. Bell. Dribble, takes the pick off Berger, goes to the wing. Now they'll reset. Berger fakes the three, drives to the lane, high arcing shot, no good, rolling on the board. Hands it off to the senior in Williams, she races up. They're looking for Dotsy, but she wasn't ready for it as they'll reset. Carpenter on the near side, have her going from right to left, rolling. Brings it out and resets. Dotsy double teamed in the paint. Ball's out of bounds. It actually was off a Ridley defender, but they get the benefit of the call and take possession on this one.
I don't know. I kind of saw it the way he saw it, but it's okay.
Could have gone either way there.
Eh, helping out. As Bell dribbles this one up, the sophomore point guard. Ridley trails by 12 with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Carney going baseline is completely denied by Dotsy. That was Mutombo style.
Yeah, that was just overwhelming. There was no shot there.
Blocked the shot. Almost went out the door.
Yep.
Inbound play for Berger. Looking for the slip. Liberio. Up, no good. Haverford gets the rebound, pushes the pace. Rowland has Carpenter foul line extended. Ridley trapping that foul line. Instead, you got baseline. Carpenter goes baseline and is whacked and fouled.
That one will go against Henchy.
Correct. Carpenter to the line to shoot two. The junior heads to the line with 4:40 here in the third. I'm David DePasquale alongside Mike Marin and Andrew Kaufman. Thank you for tuning in to Delco Hoops for tonight's Central League contest. Carpenter's first free throw is short. We've been talking about free throw shooting pretty much all season.
Well, that's the nature of the basketball game, and when you're not making it, it really hurts your team.
Now, Marple Newtown didn't hit any free throws last time, and then they went about 10 for 10 with the last 3 minutes, so that's just how things go. Misses them both, and Hinchy gets the board. She tosses it up. Calling for the ball was Carney in the corner. Missed her. So Bell resets. Williams draped all over. Kicks it out. Nearly stolen. Liberio drive down the lane. The left-handed attempt is no good. Foul on Dotsie. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Good, strong take by the lefty senior. Did they not call it on Dotsie?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They did.
You got it right.
You got it right. I just didn't see him signal that because we know how often we get these things right when we swore we saw who got it.
Gotcha.
Two shots for Liberio.
The senior. One dribble. Up and good. Makes the first. 26-15 in favor of the Fords. Second free throw. Off the left side. Dotsie with the board. 4:15 here in the third. Walsh was coming for the ball underneath the basket. Carpenter, foul line extended around the horn for Haverford. Walsh's three, no good. But Roland on the board. Great, strong move by Roland to go up for the rebound. And they'll call a jump ball. They're saying Haverford ball, right. So the extra effort on the glass extends another possession for the Fords, and that's been the story of the game. Rolling to throw it in. The senior small forward tosses it to Williams, and no one guarded underneath. And
closed down real quick.
It was closed down real quick by Ridley. Both defenders ran into each other, but were able to pick it off. That's Bell for three on the wing. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Haverford. They'll retain possession. Checking into the game, number four, it's Eberhardt. She relieves number 12, McKenna Walsh. 3:48 here in the third. Fords lead by 11. Berger to throw this one in. Stolen by Dotsie. She's been all over the place tonight. Pushing the pace, Eberhardt. And the reach-in foul on Ridley's number 23, Kyla Carney. They're almost in the 1-1. Rowland to throw this one in. Looks for the corner. High-low. Carpenter back to Rowland. Down low, now to the wing. 3 seconds. That has to be something that Coach Falcone was talking to the referee about because she just playing herself down low. And our first 3 second call of the game. 3:30 here in the third quarter as Bell dribbles this one up against this Ford defense. They play tough man-to-man defense. They switch, rolling on Bell. Design three-pointer for Hinchy. It's good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Double pick at the top of the key and she drains it. We'll step aside. You're listening to High School Basketball. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And she drains the three, design play, had a double pick at the top of the key behind two defenders and drained it. That brings the lead down to eight, but the forwards still have an eight-point advantage with 3:19 here in the third, but Ridley can start making some shots. They can claw their way back into this one. They come out with a little pressure as Ridley, tossing it to baseline, and that is Dotsy. They're going to say Ridley knocked it out of bounds, but good job by Haverford to break the press.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and good defense by Ridley.
Dotsy spun baseline, had the ball stripped out of her hands. Carpenter down low, and she had nothing. She had inside position and was able to capitalize. Another foul on Hinchy. I know she's in foul trouble. So Carpenter will go to the line to shoot two with 3:09 here in the third quarter. Two dribbles, and the free throw is no good.
She is not finding her mark on that basket.
Well, if you're going to give up a layup, might as well foul her.
Yeah.
And it seems to be Ridley's strategy here in the second half. Second free throw for Carpenter is no good, but Dotsy gets the board and was trying to go up, and now the foul's called on Berger. So we talked about the length, the size, crashing the boards, and that is exactly what Havert is continuing to do in the second half.
I was surprised that was called a foul. I thought there was good contact from Berger with both hands on the ball.
Now, it could have been on her elbow along the far side. That's where the ref was positioned. Dotsy's the better shooter between the two. She drains the first free throw. She's in the double digits tonight.
You got it. You want me to look that up again?
No, I think we're good. I think it's safe. I think it's safe to say she's got a double double as she makes the second free throw, extends the lead to 10. Here comes Bell. Has Hinchy in the corner if she wants her. She has Newman 1-on-1, takes her down low. The left-handed layup is no good. Knocked out of her hands, recovered by Carpenter. Eberhardt now brings it down the far side. Hits rolling underneath the basket. Brings it back out. Good decision by the forwards. They'll reset. Dotsy's now being double-teamed down low. We'll see if they continue to feed her. Rolling, top of the key, to Eberhardt. Around the horn, Dotsy's got baseline set, tosses it to Carpenter. Off the glass and in. Hinchy tried to set up for the charge. No call. Makes the layup. 30-18 in favor of the forwards. That's Ridley going down quick. Baseline, great move by Berger, up and good. The quick response by Ridley comes out of the press. They weren't ready for it, and Ridley takes over. Roland lost that one. Here comes the Raiders. Liberio had the three-point shot. Stolen out of her hands was Roland. Gives it to Carpenter. Stolen away by Liberio. She gets it back up and good for two with a right-handed layup. This Ridley pressure. They break it this time. That's up, no good for Eberhardt. Fight for the rebound. Jump ball with a minute 37 here in the third quarter. It goes to Ridley and a little run by the Raiders.
Yeah, you know, they're within eight now and playing very aggressively. I don't know how well they can keep it up, but we'll see. They're certainly giving it everything they've got.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside with a minute 20 here in the third quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school basketball never sounded so good, right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. They put some time back on the clock here in the third, a minute 42. I think that was very generous of the amount of time they put on the clock. But a Ridley run is exactly what they needed. They bring some pressure, Mike, and it could be another ball game if they get the ball.
Well, you know, they're going to have to do – 8 points is a lot to catch up on, and they're going to have to, you know, not only get the basket, they're going to have to be able to stop the forwards,
true.
And that's going to be tough to do. But, yeah, they're on the right track. They're obviously doing some things. If they can start to get Haverford to begin to question what they're doing, that can have an impact on their ability to make their shots. So we'll see.
So Ridley will get the ball to begin, trailing by 8. Three-pointer bringing it within 5. Bell against his man-to-man defense. Liberio with the pick. She goes to the far wing. Hinchy, another 3. Can she drain it? No, this time too strong. Down by Carmer, but that's exactly what they needed, Mike. They need that 3 to go down. She made it earlier in the quarter. Ball pace to rolling. Here we go. Around the horn. Everhart to Newman. They're looking for Dotsie down low. They're double team here. Carmer out on the wing. Dribble handoff. Goes to Newman. To the far side wing. Haverford resets. King is all over Dotsie down low. Here comes the double on Carpenter. She misses the layup, but Dotsie gets the board off the glass and in and one. Now I might ask you, Mike.
15.
15 was.
Dotsie got the bucket. Williams checking back in for the forward. She relieves number 30, M. Roland.
And she picks up another foul.
Yep.
There's not much for her. I mean, she did a good job boxing out. She was just too tall. Free throw by Dotsie rattles in. And you had a sub that they decided not to do. So, all right. So we'll have to throw it back all the way to the other side of the court.
Because
she wanted to get Hinchy out of the game because she's in foul trouble.
Right.
She's probably got 4.
I want to say she's got 4 fouls, yeah. It's a tall task covering Dotsie, that's for sure. As there's 50 seconds left here in the third. Forts lead 33-22. Bell, Liberio tosses it. Fake dribble handoff.
Oh.
Miscommunication. Haver takes over. The senior and Williams bring him the ball up. Tosses it to Newman. They reset with 30 seconds. Let's see if they go to Dotsie. They'll take their time. 20 seconds. We're in the far corner. Forts are going from right to left. Handoff goes to Newman. Dotsie now goes foul line extended. Carpenter goes baseline. Look for that high-low. Top of the key for Dotsie. Design play for Williams in the corner. They trap the baseline. Skip it to the other side. That shot by Newman's no good. Carpenter try to get the board. No foul. That will do it for the third quarter. Ford's lead, 33-22. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good. Right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back for fourth quarter action. Ford's lead 33-22. Story of the game has been the size in the paint. Extra possessions for the Fords, cashing in with layups and and-ones, and really just can't box out. They're in deep foul trouble. All their bigs, King, Hinchy. And we'll see what they decide to do. They did make a little run. The 3 by Hinchy, if she was able to make it, would be within 5. Too strong, and then the Fords pushed away at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, they're doing what they can do. It just doesn't always work.
Inbound play to Williams. That will start the fourth quarter. Clock continues to run. Now he had a trap in the far corner. Ridley, great defense to begin the fourth. We'll keep it here.
Yeah, okay, so here's the schedule. We got a game this Thursday night. at Chichester, Penwood versus Chichester, 7 o'clock, 6:50 start on the air. And then we're going to take a little break waiting for the Central League Championship Series, which is going to start, I believe, the following Thursday.
February 10th.
Yeah, February I believe 10th. It's Thursday, Saturday,
February 10th,
then Monday,
February
right?
12th, and February 14th.
Yeah, so we at least want to get the 13th, I think.
For 14th.
14th, you're right.
10, 12, 14.
13th, the Super Bowl. I know you got that on your
who's
mic.
Gonna, who's going to take out the wives for Valentine's Day? So, anyway.
David, I were talking about this pregame.
Yeah.
Whoever scheduled the Central League Championships clearly is a single man.
Yeah, well, or very unhappily married. What
one of those things.
Or if he isn't, he's about to be. So, all right, here we go.
After the timeout, toss in the Williams. And they'll reset. Eberhardt, Dotsie in the corner. They're trapping her. Kicks it right back out to Eberhardt. Williams tosses it to her. Newman in the corner. They're trapping the corners now. Great defense by Ridley. And she dribbles out of trouble. Great defense by Ridley without fouling. That's important to note because they're in the penalty. Williams resets top of the key. They're trapping everything that goes baseline into the wing now. Carpenter to Newman. Here's the trap on Williams. And it's stolen out of her hands by Carney. They come with a trap of their own, but Ridley able to capitalize. The three by Bell.
Off
to the left. Rebound by Eberhardt. She pushes the pace. Has two on one if she wants it. Gives it to Dotsie. Strong take. Clank. Rebound Carpenter. It's good, and that's your story of the game. Liberio now for Ridley. Takes it out. 6:40 here. Giving Bell a break. Has Berger on the slip. Didn't go that way. Great pressure by Williams all in her face. Bell looking to feed King. Now dribbles it to the far baseline. Berger thought about a three. Decided to drive. They're going to call it on the floor. They're going to call a push. Foul on Haverford. See who the foul's on.
Ooh, yeah.
Foul is going against two.
So it's Maddie Williams. On Maddie Williams, the point guard. Pair of subs checking in, rolling. And number 43 for Ridley is Jenna Bell.
And Hinchy is also checking back in.
Interesting decision. Well, you figure 6 minutes to go. You pick up one,
may as well try and get your shooters in the game.
Right. There's a foul on number three. That's Newman. They play great defense on Bell the entire game. And Bell can expect that moving forward. She's only a sophomore. Inbounder is Berger. She tosses it to Hinchy. Back to Bell. There's two Bells on the team. Caitlin Bell thrown from the wing. Liberio down low. The lefty off the glass, too strong. Rebound goes to Haverford. They push the pace and reset, rolling at the top of the key. Newman goes baseline. She goes by her man. Up and good off the glass. Under 6 minutes to go. The Fords extend their lead to 15. Bell for three for Ridley.
Too far right.
Nothing doing.
Yep.
Ridley now coming with the press. Newman tosses it ahead. So that was Eberhardt to Newman. They're rolling on the far side. They dump down the Carpenter. She took an extra step, and that's traveling. Clock stopped at 5:37. Bell races it up. I think shooting threes will help, but you need to take clean looks.
Yeah.
Instead, she gets a strong take to the basket, but nice. There's a lid on it.
Yeah, there's a nice layup, and it just can't get it in the basket.
Fords take over. Eberhardt with some fancy dribbling, kicks it to Newman. They fake the three. Great find underneath the basket, and Carpenter up and good on the left side for
he
two.
All alone.
Great look by her. Berger for three. She drains it.
Yep.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
We'll step aside to 4:59 here in the fourth. Fords lead by 14. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcaHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action. Fords lead 39-25, 4:59 left in the fourth. Ridley just hit a three. Berger's second triple of the evening. Fords need to get hot from outside.
Ooh. Almost, yeah, she did.
And it's a double dribble. I was waiting for the call. That's why I didn't say anything. Yeah. So here we go.
Well, you can always say she got away with a double dribble. But
That's true. As Newman, that's her third error. Travel.
Unforced error is right.
Ridley wasn't even putting any pressure there.
Yeah.
Bell, go by her man. They give her a layup.
Good fake. She goes
right down the lane. They fake the three. As here's the press. They break it. Eberhardt to the lane. Too strong. And it's an over to Beck. Things starting to swing the Raiders' way.
A little bit. That 15's a foul?
Yes. So what does Coach Pelican do? She brings back her point guard and Maddie Williams.
You need that senior experience out there, that leadership.
Oh, kinda 100%.
Kind of just settle this team down a little bit.
Bell comes out down by 12. We'll see if she fakes the three. Here's the pick. Instead, pulls from behind the line. She wanted to get the kind roll. Instead, it goes into the hands of Carpenter. Dotsie trapped at midcourt. Now toss to the far side. Eberhardt. Forwards reset with Williams. Williams pulls all the way out to half court. Is it going to extend this defense of Ridley? She's got Carney on her. So you can use the Carpenter pick if she wants. Instead, goes to the far side. Carpenter from three, looking for the high low. They're double teaming Dotsie down low. Instead, they kick it back out. Reset again.
They just want to hold the ball.
They're content to let the clock run.
Sure.
Now, if you're Ridley, you got to start changing up. Do you double team? Eberhardt to Williams, top of the key. Had Carpenter flashing. Instead, they go to Dotsie. Up and good. Four-footer. Beautiful stroke. 3:30 and counting. Berger to the lane. Goes baseline. Off the glass. Up and in. Quick response by the Raiders. Pushing the pace.
Ooh.
Here's the press for Ridley. Player falls down for the Raiders. They're able to break the press. But here comes the trap. Ball's tipped by Bell. Into the hands of Roland. And they reset. Dotsie baseline. Back to Eberhardt at midcourt. Williams. The Eberhardt. The Roland. Now here's the flash by Carpenter. They called a foul on Bell. She'll go to the line. Only question is it 1-1 or shooting two?
It's 1-1. Still just the single bonus.
Roland. The senior small forward. Done a good job crashing the paint tonight as well. Makes the first. Fords look like they're on their way to their 14th win this season. It will be 11-3 in league play. Ridley will fall to 7-9, 5-7 in the Central. Rebound down by Carney. She brings it down. Sets this one up. Bell. Not afraid to pull the shot. Liberio on the jumper. No good. Rebound to Eberhardt. She's trapped. Kicked out to Williams. She reaches down the far sideline. And now pulls it out and resets. Haverford in no hurry. They'll run their stuff. Eberhardt has Berger on her. Toss to Roland. Out to Carpenter. And she with four fouls on her. It's stolen by Liberio trying to get it to Dotsy. And it's up and good. Timeout. Haverford with 2:08 left here in the fourth. We'll step aside. You're listening to High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. After the timeout, have everyone to talk about how to break the press. Caroline Dotsie's been all over the floor. We'll see they go to her. They double team. That's where they go, and it's kicked out of bounds. So you have the size to beat the press. We'll see what they do. So they have Carpenter at midcourt. You have Dotsie on the far side, rolling, throwing it in. There's three tallest players for the forwards. Inbound goes to Carpenter. They reach for, goes to rolling. Cross-court pass to Eberhardt. She resets. Under 2 minutes to go left in this game. Williams looking for the dump down. They're looking for that high-low. Rolling. Carpenter sets a pick for Dotsie. They missed her, though. To continue the run, that high-low set. It's stolen by Liberio. And Carpenter gets the foul. Liberio will go to the line to shoot two.
Just can't get that bucket to fall after the contact.
Needed it. But more importantly, needs to make both free throws.
Yep. Not been their strong suit tonight.
Down by 11 for both free throws to bring within single digits.
No pressure, though.
The senior gets the kind roll on the first one and goes in. Walsh checks in for Carpenter, so they bring another wing replacing the big. That will slide Dotsie to the center position. Liberio, second free throw, up and good. It's a 9-point ball game with a minute 37 left.
I think you're going to start thinking about fouling here, depending on...
Fouling trap. Throwing to Dotsie on the far side, kick it all the way down. That was a dangerous pass. Now they throw it cross court, and ball's loose again. Berger with the steal. Eberhardt on the reach, and they'll call the foul. So momentum going the Raiders' way.
A little bit, but they may be just too far back and too little time.
Now they'll be on the bonus. This is going to be a 1-on-1. Berger to the line. No, this is critical. Talked about pressure.
Yep.
The junior shooting guard has buried two threes in this game. Can try and help the Raiders claw their way back. Three dribbles and a spin. Ooh. Berger's free throw, too strong. Rebound to Haverford. Eberhardt slips it to Walsh. Wisely pulls up. Tosses it to Williams. And she's content as letting the clock run. There's the reach. The foul's on number 23, Kyla Carney.
Somehow still the 1-1 for Haverford.
Carpenter checks back into the game for Walsh. Minute 12 left. To the line. Shooting at the 1-on-1. Williams. Nothing but net. 10-point ball game. Story of the game has been the Twin Towers I have for controlling the glass. Second free throw is good. Extends the lead to 11.
Not what Ridley wanted to see, but it is what it is.
Closer than their first matchup that Andrew was talking about. Hinchy for three in the far side. It's good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Well, keep it here as that three makes it an eight-point ball game. Those Burger free throws really hurt now because it wouldn't have been a six-point game. That's only two possessions.
Yeah, well, Burger free, but there are a lot of missed points that hurt right now.
100%. When you look back at it, Ridley had opportunities to get back into this game, and they just weren't able to capitalize despite the great play by Dotson Carpenter of the Forts tonight.
Well, I tell you, they hung in here. Ridley did well beyond their record, it would indicate. So it did get away from them. And, of course, that's Haverford's strength. You know, basketball is a game of streaks. So they kind of owned the court for a quarter and really ran up a bit of a lead. And now Ridley's been playing comeback. And this is not the team that you want to come back against, particularly when looking at the differences in the teams. But at the end of the day, you're right. Free throws and that lid in that basket didn't help, but their shooting just never got particularly hot.
Now, I'll say this. Haverford has a very complete team that I was talking to Andrew about earlier. They have the floor general in Williams. Right. They have the both bigs, Carpenter and Dotsy. They have wing players, and they have depth. And I think that's one of the key aspects as we've seen three, four subs in the game for the Fords. Inbound plays thrown into Dotsy. That's how they break a press. They just lob it to her. Now in the backcourt is Williams. They're not going to call a foul, and it's stolen. And now the hands of Bell. And now they'll call a foul.
21?
Yeah, that'll go against Macy Clark.
All right.
Her first.
I think she's in the game to take
fouls.
One.
Right.
Yeah, to take fouls. The first she doesn't
time,
have any.
Yeah, I was going to say, the first time we've seen her tonight. So they're saying two shots for this one, so we're no longer in the one-on-one.
It's about time.
First run is good. Beautiful shot by Williams. As we're seeing a few subs, Carney and Hinchy, both shooters, check back in. A little offense defense for Ridley.
Offense fouled. Fouls available.
Mm. Misses the second. And it's tossed ahead. 50 seconds left. 9-point game. Dribble, Berger, doesn't know what to do, so just tries to drive to the basket. Three-pointer in the corner.
Short.
Throwing ahead to Williams after the dots. It's stolen away now by Berger. She goes to the lane. You see, they're going to call. I thought that was a charge, but they're
going
to call
it
a block, and she'll go to the line and shoot, too.
Who was that? Four took the
hit. Four took
the hit. Eberhardt took the hit.
That was a big hit. She took.
Yes, it was.
And she looked to be standing pretty still to me. Pretty well set.
So clock stop at 25 seconds. Bird to the line. Shoot two.
Oh.
Misses the first.
Here come the foul of it. Foul available. Players with fouls available.
Sure, easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say, yeah. Couldn't find that. Find the right words to get out there.
Yeah, you're laughing out there in the audience. You try doing live radio every once in a while.
Berger at the line. Second free throw. Makes it. And a timeout by Haverford. We'll step aside with 25 seconds left. The Fords lead 45-37. High school basketball has never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. 25 seconds left. Haverford the inbound. Everhart goes deep. Roland drops back the pass, and it's tossed to Williams in the corner. She is fouled. We walk the length of the floor.
That second quarter was really the difference for Haverford. They outscored Ridley 8-1 in that second quarter.
Now, You probably don't have it, but how many of those were layups?
Yeah, we
you know what I mean? Like, most half of them were on the glass. Yeah. And putbacks, because Haverford wasn't hitting perimeter shots. As her first free throw by Williams is good.
Offense defense back in. Again.
Williams. One more for the senior. Few dribbles. Takes her time. Up and good. Ball thrown in the bell. 10-point game. Takes rolling to the paint. Needed it to fall. She got the foul call. Drew the contact but missed the layup. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
Mm. Just can't get any breaks on that bucket.
Great take by her. Drove to the right side of the floor. Got the foul call. Bumped the shoulder. Now she's at the free throw line. Kaylin Bell, the sophomore.
Oh, my goodness.
Misses the first. In and out.
There's just a lid on that bucket tonight.
Boy, it's terrible.
For Ridley.
Bell shooting a little more. With 18 seconds left. Makes the second. And we got a 9-point game. Inbound play. Goes to Dotsie on the far side. She's racing down the baseline. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul called on number 22, Emily Liberia. Trying to get the call that she was pushing off, but nothing doing. Clock stopped at 15 seconds. Dotsie can ice this one.
And she did.
Makes the first. 10-point ball game. And I believe she'll be our interview.
Yep, I'll try.
Makes the second. 11-point lead, toss in the burger. 12 seconds to the far side. Three. It's up and good. Carney drains it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Clock continues to run. 3, 2, 1. Your final. Fords, 49. Raiders, 41. Great game. Ridley tried to make a comeback, but it was a little too late. The story of the game was Haverford on the glass. The interview we're trying to set up right now, Mike's going to go grab Caroline Dotsie. The junior power forward was all over the floor. Jump shots, loose change on the floor, putbacks. She did it all for the Fords tonight.
That she did. She was all over the glass, all over the, on both ends of the floor. Very, very well done from Caroline Dotsie.
And we could easily gone with Molly Carpenter as well, her running mate, fellow junior. They both controlled the paint tonight, and that provided an 8-point win for the Fords who extend their win. Now puts them at 14-4, 11-3, as we welcome Caroline Dotsie to the broadcast. Welcome, great game. You controlled the paint, and that was really the story of the game. Your thoughts, you and your running mate and Carpenter really controlled the glass.
Thank you. Yeah, we that's a big thing we focus on, like offensive rebounds, putbacks. I feel like me and Molly really work well together in the paint, especially looking like high-low. We really kind of have that like that team feel that we can kind of go back and forth with each other.
Was that the game plan going into the game tonight? Because you did against that zone early on. You were the high. You were hitting that foul line extended jump shot, and then you were dumping down to Molly. So was that kind of the game plan going in?
Yeah, I mean, we always kind of, like, look for each other on, especially in the zone. It's a very, like, high-low is kind of common thing we do. So it's nice to be able to have someone who looks in for you, and I can do the same for her.
Very good point. You controlled the glass, and that really was the story of the game, and then your foul shooting down the stretch. But I will point out, Maddie Williams really ran your offense, I thought, really well, and she really set the tempo. Can you talk a little about that, about what you guys like to do on offense?
She's a great point guard. She really, like, brings us all together, sets the pace. She's kind of the one that keeps us organized, knows about to get us to our spots, knows how to, like, calm us down, and she's been really good this year.
Got it. Well, thank you for your time. Great game tonight, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, your final. Fords extend their record to 14-4, 11-3 in central play. Ridley falls to 7-9, 5-7. Our next broadcast will be on Thursday at 6:50. We'll be there for boys Penwood versus Trichester. Brian Carroll on the call, Andrew.
Yeah, we'll be over at Trichester High School Thursday night. Penwood, Trichester. Signing off here from Younger Gymnasium at Haverford. Haverford won 49-41. Saying good night and good basketball.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.